The bats are hung up for the season and the mitts are packed away, but baseball fans have something to look forward to this week, the naming of this year's most valuable players. For the first time in 5 years, the National League award went not to Barry Bonds, but to St. Louis Cardinal Albert Pujols. As expected, Yankee Alex Rodriguez won the American League honors. The announcements capped November's annual postseason award handouts, voted on for the past 74 years by members of the Baseball Writers Association of America. But how much longer that group names MVPs, as well as Rookies of the Year, Cy Young winners, and even Hall of Famers, is very much an open question. This year, a handful of major newspapers issued new ethics policies banning their writers from taking part in the voting. Among them was the Baltimore Sun, whose new sports editor, Randy Harvey, sees the issue as a no-brainer. Journalists, he says, should be covering the news, not making it.
I mean, I'm a little insulted that editors around the country allow their sports writers to do this, because I don't think any editor in any self-respecting newspaper would allow the people who cover the courts to vote on who should be on the Supreme Court. You know, an even better example would be the Academy Awards. I don't know any newspapers that have critics or people who cover the movie business voting on the Academy Awards.
Excuse me, but can I say Golden Globes isn't the Foreign Press Association?
Who is the Foreign Press Corps? Who are those people?
They are reporters weighing in, and those are pretty influential. In fact, they're said to heavily influence the Academy Awards.
Yeah, but I don't think that that's right. I mean, if I was a newspaper editor, I mean, I wouldn't allow my person who's in my feature section to vote in the Golden Globes.
Randy, why has this become an issue now? Some say Jason Blair is the reason that the ethics of newspapers are under increasing scrutiny. Is that why?
I don't know. The Washington Post and New York Times have had this policy long before Jason Blair. You know, I just became a sports editor last year, and it was one of the first things that I did when the ethics panel said, what are the problems in your area? You know, in Atlanta, Journal Constitution followed shortly after with a similar policy, and now the LA Times has adopted a policy. And, you know, I've heard talk of others who will adopt it.
I just wonder if there are some issues that have created a critical mass to make this move. For instance, we know that, say, Rookies of the Year can get big bonuses when they get that award, and so can MVPs.
Well, that's another issue. You know, if my Orioles writer didn't vote for Miguel Tejada because he was being objective and thought that Alex Rodriguez deserved it, and Miguel Tejada, and these are open votes, Miguel Tejada knew that my Orioles writer hadn't voted for him, it could cost Miguel money, and so that probably wouldn't make him very cooperative with our writer in the future. So my writer shouldn't be in that position to be taking money out of Miguel Tejada's pocket or be giving it to him.
And the other big issue that wasn't an issue 75 years ago is steroids and other sports drugs. It's very hard to evaluate players' performance if you take these into account.
Right. At some point, somebody's going to sit down and make a decision. Am I going to let this person in the Hall of Fame, even though I suspect that person's statistics were pumped up by steroids? You know, everybody's going to have their own sort of moral and ethical scale of how much steroid use colors their opinion of a player. But I think that's going to be a problem whoever does the voting.
Some people say that the personal relationships between players and sports writers can get in the way of their objectivity. But Barry Bonds was not a particularly loved figure, quite the reverse, and yet he was voted most valuable player several times.
Yeah, I don't think that's been a big issue. Eddie Murray was a Baltimore first baseman and later played for the Dodgers, and often people said, well, he's got no chance to be in the Hall of Fame on the first ballot because the media hates him and he hates the media, and yet he made it on the first ballot. So I don't think that was a big problem. But when I first got into the business, I did know a writer, and this was 30 years ago, who, if a player didn't return his phone call, he would say, well, that guy's off my list. I won't vote for him for All-Pro. I hope that's not something that happens commonly. But again, it's just not a position that we should be in.
So, Randy, if not sports journalists, then who do you think should be determining things like the MVP awards and the Hall of Fame inductees?
Well, I think it should come from baseball. I mean, the Academy Awards is a good example. The movie industry decides on the movie awards. Well, the baseball industry should decide. The Hall of Fame, I think, should be voted on by living members of the Hall of Fame. You know, people who are in the Hall of Fame should decide who they want to let into their club.
Okay.
I think for the most valuable player, then maybe it should be managers.
Well, that'll be an objective group.
Well, I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't be objective. You know, the players have bonuses written in their contracts for making the All-Star team, and, you know, a manager or managers decide who will be the reserves on the All-Star teams, and I think they do a pretty good job of selecting the All-Star team. I mean, the football coaches vote on the CNN USA Today football poll, and you can make the same claim of them that, well, they're not going to be very objective or they're going to have agendas. But it's amazing how much their poll ends up looking like the Associated Press poll or now this new poll, the Harris poll. I mean, I think we are quite good at what we do, at reporting and analyzing baseball games. But I'm not sure we're any better at evaluating talent than the players themselves or the owners and general managers. You know, I wouldn't want baseball players voting on the Pulitzer Prize winners, so I'm not sure why we should be voting on baseball awards.
All right. Randy, thank you very much.
All right, Brian. Enjoy talking to you.
Randy Harvey is Assistant Managing Editor for Sports at the Baltimore Sun.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Tony Field, Jamie York, and Mike Volo, and edited by Brooke. Dylan Keefe is our technical director, and Jennifer Munson, our engineer. We had help from Kevin Schlottman and Katie Holt. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer, and John Keefe, our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find free transcripts, MP3 downloads, and our podcast at onthemedia.org, and email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. And the Charles Stuart Mott Foundation, online at mott.org, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable and sustainable society. Support from the media comes from the Bidell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.